866-0217.
Good afternoon. Wednesday, the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. The Pope and the UN agenda, mass migration internationally. The UN and mass migration. The conflict in between Poland and Belarus and mass migration. The UN, this is out of the, well, I'm trying to get where this article is coming from. But anyhow, wake up world. The mass migration plan has been in the works for a long time, but they're kicking it up several notches, flooding the United States border, while continuing to swarm European countries with any immigrant they can from a variety of cultures. What and who is behind it? Clearly staged United States or U.S. NATO sponsored terrorism, the United Nations and the United States, and genocide. This program is a program of genocide. It's driving desperate people to seek asylum elsewhere, as U.S. mandates inviting as many as possible over its southern border and in all areas, and in concert, actually. So what's happening today, there was an article I was reading earlier in the morning, and this was out of Russian intelligence, European intelligence, everything coming from out-of-country news, that, like I had talked about yesterday, the immigration of migrants coming from the Muslim states, that Iraq, Somalia, Afghanistan, from Lebanon, or not Lebanon, from Libya. These people, an agenda was to disrupt the economies of these nations. And then, once these people have no way to earn a living, the only thing they can do with the help of United Nations agencies is move these people out of their countries north into Europe. They won't move them south deeper into Africa. They won't move them to the east toward China. They don't want to move them into South America. And if they do take them into South America, it's for the sole purpose of these immigrants moving north into Mexico. Once in Mexico, Mexico sends them immediately to the border. And then at that point, it's just a matter of time before out of a million people, half a million are able to jump the border. And then once they're in this country, then they are flown to different parts of the country where they do not assimilate. They, because of most of them, 90, 80, 70% are Muslim. And they do not assimilate in societies where they end up. That's not part of, that is not what they do. They don't assimilate. They don't add to the culture in a sense. They don't, there's no loyalty to any nation. There's only loyalty to Islam. And the European nations, they have recognized it, but no one has really stated the real problem being not just these people that are dispossessed from the nations that they are torn from, but then where they are sent, they do not assimilate into the cultures. So going on with this article, I talked about this yesterday. Before I go on, Mexico is the, you might say, the holding area of these immigrants in the south, the south of our borders. They're held there before they are allowed to come through and into America. Belarus, it's kind of the same situation. They're coming into Europe through Belarus, and this is a UN plan. This is a George Soros United Nations. This is a globalist plan by the British, by the United States, to come in, to allow these people to come in and disrupt the nations of the world. The purpose is disruption. Eventually, they have plans to, these globalists, they have plans to control the migrants in the future. But right now, when you take a million people, they can pretty much disrupt anything, anywhere they go. They can disrupt everything. And then I think the plan was to give $16,500 to each person coming into these countries in Europe for housing and the, you know, food, housing, their habits, whatever. Well, here in this country, they want to give them, what is it, $42,500? Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360 KHNC.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do driveways?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do patios?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do sidewalks?
We do it!
Get a hold of EnviroShapes Concrete at 303-775-7926 or EnviroShapes@gmail.com.
What's up, guys? Come check out the Ramsey Auto Group right here in Greeley. They specialize in pre-owned Jeeps, trucks, and sports utility vehicles for the working man. They are working men, they're patriots, and they share our values. The backbone of their business is customer referrals, so they inspect, certify, and guarantee the condition of every vehicle before it leaves the lot, and if you have troubles, they'll make it right. To buy or sell, contact Ramsey Auto Group at 970-443-5654. That's Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
These are global agenda plans for the world, not just for America, but for the West, more specifically for the West. The West has been too wealthy too long, and because of this matter of race culture, too white for too long. And the best way to bring it to an end is intentional mass migration from third world countries to first world countries. This is out of the Globalist, Rethinking Globalization. Migration, global migration, international migration, and the global agenda. You know, along with the pandemic, forced vaccinations, these other items that we're the destroying of the economies of the nations. You have the matter of migration. Four powerful forces, and I'll just read highlights here. Four forces contributing to the urgency of addressing the international migration issue. First is demography. Generally speaking, receiving countries in the north are facing a birth rate crisis. The more deaths than births due to low fertility levels, many receiving countries are experiencing rapid population aging and facing outright population decline. This is happening in Canada. Not in the South American nations, but mainly the America, England, New Zealand, Australia, aging. And who is aging? It is the baby boom generation in America. Baby boom generation. The generation that has that was the most sophisticated, most intelligent, most economically strong, great wealth. And the baby boom generation has had the best of everything. But now it is peaked. It's on the other side of the curve going down. So, firstly, demography. Secondly, economics. Aging and shrinking populations, many developing nations are confronting serious labor shortages, financial pressures on government-sponsored pensions, difficulties providing health care for the elderly. Countries in the Persian Gulf are recruiting large numbers of temporary migrant workers for the expanding economies, fueled largely by vast oil wealth. And that's kind of sort of peaking presently. Millions of men and women in poor developed countries, especially the youth, face poverty, hardships. They have hardships securing employment. And many are seeking opportunities by migrating legally or illegally to wealthier countries, again, especially in Europe and in North America. Now, again, the people in Islam, it is an army. It is a military, it's a military. It is not a religion. The religion, you might say, is not even the foundation. The foundation would be it's a military. Secondly, it's a political. Thirdly, it's a religious system. It's a system. They use religion to hide behind, because everybody, when you talk about religion, you're talking about faith. They use religion as the shield, but it's a military. And from the time that they're children, they are trained in that military thinking, that Islam eventually will rule the world. So presently you have conflict, even more now than ever before, with Islam. Then you have the Asian nations. There's a war coming between the Asian nations, China and Islam, and the Western nations and Islam and communism of China. But we in the West had at one time been a Judeo-Christian culture, Europe and America, but that has eroded through the decades, through the last, especially the last 50 years. So what is America today? You can't say really that there are many people that are still people of the faith, but the people of faith are under attack by the society and by the political systems of communism, socialism, fascism. So no longer is America really, to some degree, we still are a Christian culture, but that is beginning to fade away. And there's a coming war between the Christian culture internationally. It has been taking place on foreign shores. It is coming to the United States. So going back to economics, part of the global agenda, Soros and gang, Bill Gates, Barack Obama, George Bush Sr. and Jr., William Clinton and wife, and these presidents were part of the problem because they were globalists. And with the globalists, the intention is to eliminate the boundaries of governments, like the oceans. You really don't have any boundaries on the oceans except for the sand on the sea of the nations. Well, within a country, you have the state of Colorado, you have boundaries, Wyoming, Montana. In Europe, you have boundaries between the nations. They want to do away with all of these national boundaries. And this plan is in the Bible. And in the book of Revelation, it is called the Antichrist system at the end of the world. The Antichrist system will have no boundaries. That is the objective of it. Everybody, it's just like communism. And here's how evil this gets. At some point, even in the area of marriage, your wife is community property. Your children are community property. This is the coming satanic agenda of the New World Order. No one owns anything. Not only do you own property, your bank account is a government account, but should you marry, your wife is community property. I hate to phrase this to you, but this is the global system that's coming. And in these ancient nations, years centuries ago, and not too long ago, even in Germany, the women were community property. In Germany, you go look at, go to DuckDuckGo or Startpage, and talk about the sexual revolution that took place in Nazi Germany. The women in Germany were, talk about corrupt, sexually corrupt. My gosh. And then today, you see what's happened in Germany with all the news that has been coming out about the pedophilia. But they're not talking about child sacrifice. They're not talking about satanic ritual abuse in Germany. All you're seeing is the porno that they've been, these porno sites with young children. But they don't talk about on the dark web, the deep web. I wouldn't suggest you go to see what kind of wickedness is in the deep, on the dark web. It's too dangerous. Don't go on that. Stay away from it. Don't play with it. But on the dark web, you will actually join these sites where at certain times they will have a day and a time where they're going to have satanic ritual. And you have to, it's a circus. You have to get a ticket. You have to, they know who you are if you want to view. And once you start going down that hole, there's no getting out. They know who you are, where you live, where you work, who you are, how old you are, male, female. It gets to be very dangerous. But anyhow, I kind of took a little side thought there. Just to tell you about the evil in this world. Well, this matter of the global agenda to destroy nations. And within Islam, as an army, the most, as far as the chain of, the chain up the ladder, the men are at the top, the children next, the women last. It has been that way for 1,000 years. It will always be that way. It will be the women that, if they don't, as they get older, if they don't go along, and if they decide to, I don't know if you use the word rebel or deviate, it's over for them. And then the children. Well, like I stated yesterday, in the Bible, God makes it very clear that within Islam, his two priorities are the children and the women. And the men, God says that he will punish the men for their evil. Now, people don't realize, many even Muslims don't realize that within Islam, there is that dark, dark part of Islam, the part of the jinn, where some of the men within Islam, they are in the dark part of the forces of evil, and they worship Lucifer. They don't talk about Allah. They don't need to talk about Allah. They talk about Lucifer and how they worship him. Many are Freemasons. In Freemasonry, they don't talk about Allah. It's acceptable, but in Freemasonry, there is another god, Lucifer. Many of the men that are in the Muslim Brotherhood and in ISIS and all these different aspects of the Muslim religion, many are in Freemasonry or in the occult. And now that the world is beginning to understand this, people are starting to question what's really the purpose of Islam and the New World Order. What's the agenda behind it? We're going to continue with that in just a few minutes. 92 Thursday. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360 HNC.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Doctors say you should have your colon checked often. I'm not a doctor, but if you don't have your gun cleaned regularly, it'll get filled with crap too. And when it breaks, it could cost you your family. Don't let it happen to you. Go see my favorite gunsmith at myfavoritegunsmith.com. Give me a call or shoot me a text at 970-776-0258. That's my favorite gunsmith at myfavoritegunsmith.com, 970-776-0258.
Hi, this is Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, Colorado. 970-616-3100. We take care of all of your home, auto, and business glass needs. Home glass repair, shower doors, mirrors, storefronts, window replacement. Come find us at 6310 West 10th Street in Greeley, Colorado. And don't forget your auto glass and heavy equipment. Again, Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, 970-616-3100.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
Hello, my name is Keith, and I'm the host of the program, The Pursuit of God, on 1360 KHNC, and I invite you to join me Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock as we go on this great pursuit of God.
Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, The Present Truth with Rick Rodriguez, and also Sunday morning, 9, my new hours on Sunday are 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. And these programs during the week, mine and all others, are and on the weekend for the hosts, are on podcast. They're all archived on 1360khnc.com, and then just to the podcast section and to the host that you want to listen to, the programs. Also, programs are streamed daily. Okay, and with this matter of the migration issue and the, you know, just to finish out the thought with the many of the Muslim people in Islam, they don't understand the witchcraft that is involved in Islam. There are millions and millions of Muslims that don't really know the truth about what Islam really is and who really runs it. It is in a sense controlled by the globalists, is used by the globalists. the globalists use these men in these different factions of Islam. They're used. Obama created ISIS. We create an Islamic organization, and then we use that organization to fight other Islamic organizations to make sure that if one starts to get too powerful, well, we have ways to make sure that it doesn't get too powerful. Now I'm going to go to in Europe with what's happening in Belarus. The migrants are coming through Belarus just like they do through Mexico and into Poland. And Poland is setting up blockades to keep them from coming in because Poland understands what happens to her country if they come in. Lithuania and Latvia, they know what's going to happen if this migration breaks through the Polish borders. They know what's going to happen to their nations. And the America presently and NATO, now they are sending troops to Poland supposedly to fight the immigration problem and to make sure they can oversee it through NATO. No, they want to bring more weapons into that area of Asia because the big threat is Russia. They want to bring more weapons and the ships into the Black Sea, into the Ukraine, because there's an agenda to destroy Russia. Russia has to be destroyed for the New World Order to be successful. And so there is a big, it's a volatile situation now in that part of Europe, in Poland. Poland. Now, this was just in September of this year. Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban states he believes the mass migration agenda is part of a global plan to create a new proletariat in the West, advanced by people who care nothing for culture and national identity and consider only economies. He was speaking at the 4th Budapest Demographic Center or conference. He said it was organized as a forum where pro-family policies and other measures to reverse population decline without resorting to mass immigration. Orban addressed attendees including U.S. former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and the President of Serbia, the Serbian President of Bosnia, and the Prime Minister of Slovakia and the Slovakian and the sea, and Slovenia, noting that the cause of national conservatism had suffered sensitive political losses in recent years. President Trump was not able to continue his work in the United States after January 2021. So, this Mr. Orban, he knows what happened in the United States. He knows how this president should be in office, Donald Trump. He knows that it is an illegitimate president that is in office. These people, these presidents over there, they know this. They understand clearly. They're briefed on what happens with these elections in other nations. They were briefed on what happened here in the United States. They're briefed on the corruption of the Democrat Party. So anyhow, he goes on to say, so he lamented, while former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is now in opposition, and God knows what will happen in Germany and this Sunday when Angela Merkel's nationally center-right party may be displaced by left-wing governments, which possibly are going to include communist Marxist left party in the national elections. He goes on to quote, like those before me, we are concerned about the advent of the new Marxist, the new leftist woke movement. So this woke movement is not just in America. This is international. How could it be international? Because it's a George Soros plan. It is a UN plan. What happens here, they use the same techniques in every place where they want to overthrow a government or change culture or a society. We can see that already in kindergartens, they want to miseducate our children. They use children as pride activists. They are telling children about the free choice of genera. This is part of the new Marxist woke program, he warned. Decades of Soviet communist domination, however, has inoculated the former East Bloc countries such as Hungary and Poland against the woke virus, in his view. Our history is protecting us against the cultural left. As a result, the Hungarian leader suggested his government and like-minded administrations in the region can see the divide on demographics more clearly. It is a problem that the population is in decline, he asked. Is it? The West just does not want to maintain itself. Let's not beat around the bush. Certain civilizations will be able to reproduce. The Western civilization is not able to reproduce, so much so that they are unable to decide whether this is a problem at all. Again, Canada, America, England, Australia, New Zealand, and many parts of Europe.
Did the insurance company divorce your mountain house? Then call Affordable Tree Service North at 970-568-6898. We have over 50 years combined experience in fire mitigation. Let us climb, cut, trim, haul your worries away. We know brokers who specialize in mountain property, and we don't hire no snowflakes.
Oh, God, you Mickey.
Hey, you're not in this commercial. Again, call Affordable Tree Service at 970-568-6898. That's 568-6898.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Back in the USSR.
Socialism, like the ancient ideas from which it springs, confuses the distinction between government and society. As a result, every time we object to a thing being done by government, the socialists conclude we object to it being done at all. We disapprove of state education, and the socialists say we are opposed to any education. Socialism. Frederick Bastiat. The law.
Back in the U.S., back in the
Then, on top of everything else, so with everything else that's going on, then you have Pope Francis calling for a new world order. Excuse me, as well, he pushes globalism. This was just out of March of this year. Pardon me. So, Francis and Dr. Anthony Fauci endorsing globalism as the answer to COVID-19, climate change, to poverty, and other issues. Boy, excuse me. Regarding COVID, the Pope says, the world will never be the same, but it is precisely within this calamity that we must grasp those signs which may prove to be the cornerstones of reconstruction. Speeches are not enough to solve emergencies. The pandemic is an alarm signal on which humanity is forced to reflect. This time of trial can thus become a time of wise and far-sighted choices for the good of humanity, all of humanity. Well, here you have, Pope Francis, a globalist. He's really anti-Catholic doctrine. He is a communist. Well, he is a socialist for sure. I was reading about what was going on in Argentina while he was in Argentina. He didn't say anything about the atrocities toward the Catholic people down there and toward the people in general of Argentina. So then he goes on, he says he's calling for a new model of development that is more environmentally safe. And part of that model, which he won't get into in this article, part of that model is redistribution of wealth and property. Property through migration and wealth through migration. And then I had an article, I didn't bring it. He talks about how he is opposed and people should be opposed to people that have money. He calls them worshipers of mammon. The Bible doesn't say anything about there's no evil in people that own wealth or great wealth unless they are evil. But many people in the Bible had wealth, and the Bible talks about how God instructs his people through the economic principles in the Bible on how to not only generate wealth, but how to manage wealth in a proper way, in a godly way, so that wealth doesn't become their god. They don't worship mammon, but rather they use their wealth for purposes of God, for purposes of mankind. There was a man, a good Samaritan. He finds a man laying in the gutter, and he's wounded, he's hurt, he can't care for himself. And this Samaritan takes him to a Best Western and tells the guy that he says, I want to rent a room for this gentleman. And do you know anybody that can take care of him? And here I'm giving you X amount of money to take care of him and to pay for his room. And if there's more, if he incurs more debt or it costs more, when I get back, I'll take care of the debt. I'll take care of the bill. This is what the scripture talks about. Now, Pope Francis is saying that people that have money, that have wealth, and there are some, are criminal. And they should distribute that wealth to the poor. Well, there is that principle. But even if they distribute that money to the poor, there are those that are truly poor that do need help. There are those that are displaced, who are displaced by their own free will. So who do you really want to help? People on the street, some are there of their own volition, others because they are truly, they have no way to get out of their hardship, to get a job, to even get clothing, to get a job. It's a matter of finding out the heart of a person. There are people who truly do want to work. They know the value of work. They know that with the experience of working and working hard, they know that they're blessed. They can go to bed at night knowing that maybe they didn't make a lot during the day, but they know that they, as a person, they have some value, their self-worth. Just these are biblical principles. I know that before I was married, years ago when I was young, I there were times when I didn't have work and I really did need work. But I would go out and I'd ask people, hey, do you know anybody that needs, you know, I'm trying to find a job. And there was a time for about 6 months where I could not get, to save my life, I couldn't find work. But I didn't know at that time that God was with me and he was helping me. And I saw it later, but I did eventually get some work. And but going back to Pope Francis, if he wants to help the poor, then he should go to Africa. He should step down as the, because of all people, he's one of the richest men in the world. He oversees one of the greatest, the oldest churches, one of the oldest, not the oldest, and one of the wealthiest, definitely, the Catholic Church with all of its property is one of the wealthiest, and then on top of that, it is the oldest brother of all the other six churches. It is the big brother. Well, Pope Francis needs to go get a job. We'll be back.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Kerry and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too-big-to-fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
1360KHNC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in Northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360khnc.com/shop.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
Okay, as we finish out with today's program, Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3, and on Sunday 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand radio program. And if you want to support this hour, then mail to P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. Say you'd like to support the Present Truth program with Rick Rodriguez, and just make a note of that. I appreciate it. Planning to stay on the air here with your support. Again, that's P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. Now, before I forget, the Pope, the Vatican seat is vacant. Pope Francis is truly a globalist pope. He is not a true Christian, I don't believe, in my estimation, as my understanding of what a true Christian is. He's a religious man. He uses religion for his agendas. He is part of the George Soros globalist agenda crowd. He is friends with all of the globalists, not only George Soros, but Joe Biden, Bill Clinton, and his wife, Hillary. He was friends with the Bushes, both senior and junior. Friends with Bill Gates of hell. Also friends of Anthony Fauci, Anthony Abbeys or Abyss Fauci. He's a good friend of Klaus Schwab and his wife. And his wife, they own a company out of Germany. They do robotics. That's what their specialty is. Festool, I don't know, many in construction, you use Festool products, the very best, German Festool. Well, that's part of their company. They make Festools. Best for woodworking, drills, you name it. Anything in construction. That's his wife. That's Klaus Schwab's wife. Now, Klaus and his wife, you know, there's always the factor. They are both very deep in that other world. Klaus Schwab's father was a Nazi. And all of Klaus's family, relatives, are still part of the what you would call the new or the continuing Reich of the Fuhrer, which the Fourth Reich. So this is who Francis is friends with. Now, birds of a feather flock together. If you want to know a person, look at the company that person keeps. Francis is also friends with Macron, Boris Johnson, Justin Trudeau, Justin Castro Trudeau. These are the friends that he keeps. They are all globalists. So for the Catholic people, time to wake up. Wake up. Your Pope is a globalist, not looking out for your interests in this world or the world to come. Rick Rodriguez, see you tomorrow, 2 o'clock, The Present Truth, here on 1360 AM Radio, the top radio.
This is Chad Yarmer, pastor from the Altar Church, 1630 North College Ave in Fort Collins. I'd like to invite you to join us this Sunday at 10 a.m. as we worship Jesus. Join us as we journey together to be equipped to fulfill our kingdom purpose through the truth of God's Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. You'll experience authentic worship and a faith-filled message where the Holy Spirit is welcome and everyone is family. Find out more at our webpage, thealtarfc.com. That's thealtarfc.com.
Hi, my name is Mindy Faulkner with Harmony Senior Referrals. My number is 720-934-7740. We are a senior placement agency that helps families find the right assisted living, memory care, and independent living for their loved ones. We put together the puzzle pieces of care needs, geography, and finances to find the right fit. We do emergency placements in as little as 24 hours at no cost to you. Again, I'm Mindy Faulkner, 720-934-7740.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Love.